This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,038 crore rupees at Mehendiganj in Varanasi. These projects include development and road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism, aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. Later addressing a public rally, the Prime Minister highlighted the city's rapid development and said Kashi is no longer just a symbol of antiquity but has emerged as a model of progress. He praised the transformation, citing infrastructure upgrades, religious tourism and improved civic amenities that have reshaped the ancient city into a modern urban centre.
कनेक्टिविटी को मजबूती देने वाले अनेक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर प्रोजेक्ट्स, घर घर तक नल से जल पहुंचाने का अभियान, शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य और खेल सुविधाओं का विस्तार, हर परिवार हर युवा को बेहतर सुविधाएं देने का संकल्प, ये सारी योजनाएं पूर्वांचल को विकसित पूर्वांचल बनाने की दिशा में मील का पत्थर बनने वाली है।
The Prime Minister also handed over Ayushman cards to three elderly people above the age of 70 years, certificates for three geographical indications GI, and also transferred a bonus of 106 crore rupees to dairy farmers of the state associated with Banas Dairy Amul. Late in the day, Mr. Modi will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Ishagar. He will also participate in a public program at Anandpur Dham and address a gathering on the occasion. In a landmark step towards universal health care, Odisha will launch a unified health insurance scheme, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, today. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda will unveil the scheme at Cuttack this afternoon. Besides the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, the state government's health scheme, Gopabandhu Jan Arogya Yojana, and the newly introduced Ayushman Vay Vandana Yojana, aimed at senior citizens, will also be integrated into this initiative. Beneficiaries will gain access to free cashless treatment in more than 29,000 government and private hospitals across the country. The scheme will provide health coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per annum, with an additional 5 lakh rupees for women members. Over 1,400 primary healthcare centres will join the event virtually via video conferencing. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the United States has fundamentally changed its approach to engaging the world, and its consequences are felt across every domain. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the Global Tech Summit in New Delhi this morning. He pointed out that technological consequences will be profound, as the US is the largest economy and technology has a big role in making America great again. He said technology has made trade much more national security sensitive. The Calcutta High Court has allowed leader of the opposition in West Bengal Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, to conduct a rally in Kolkata tomorrow on the occasion of Hanuman Jayanti. However, the single-judge bench of Justice Tirthankar Ghosh has set a number of conditions for conducting the rally scheduled at a route in North Kolkata and is supposed to end at a temple of Lord Hanuman. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said the United States will hold direct talks with Iran tomorrow to discuss Iran's nuclear program. The talks with the U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and senior Iranian leaders are scheduled for this weekend in Oman. During a cabinet meeting chaired by President Donald Trump yesterday, Rubio said the U.S. hopes the meeting will lead to peace and emphasized that the U.S. has been very clear that Iran is never going to have a nuclear weapon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to social reformer Mahatma Phule on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he was a true servant of humanity. He said that Phule dedicated his life for the welfare of the oppressed and deprived sections of the society. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.